All of the little vignettes in the book of Judges are not just separate little stories that someone apparently strung together, but they have a point that's so often made that it's a little bit subtle. And a situation repeats itself here in this text that we're looking at this morning, something that we saw earlier in the life of Abimelech. A man has a son with a woman who is not his wife, and chaos ensues. We saw that with Abimelech. Both Abimelech and Jephthah, whom we're looking at, are driven away from family and home and from the legitimate heirs. And as they flee, they gather around themselves a band of, well, we'd call them misfits, I suppose. But they respond to their situation in a dramatically different way. Abimelech sees with anger and as a result arranges to have his brothers murdered so that he can seize the power and control. Jephthah, we're told, flees to the land of Tob, T-O-B, and he must be begged to return, to come and help relieve Israel of their oppression from the Ammonites. And he only agrees to come and to deliver Gilead with these words, "If you bring me home again to fight against the Ammonites, and the Lord gives them over to me, I will be your head." There's a reluctance about Jephthah that should remind us of Gideon and others who, when called to serve, were at first unsure that they were capable, and it is their very weakness that God uses. In contrast to Abimelech, Jephthah seems to have been a true worshiper of God. He's despised, rejected by his family and his neighbors. He's a man that nobody wanted. He's an outlaw, but he becomes the savior and the deliverer of his people. And the parallels between this passage and the one we read last time are not a coincidence. When the Israelites are in a jam, they call out to Yahweh, "Come bail us out." And that's exactly what the elders of Gilead do to Jephthah. And both the Lord's reply and Jephthah's reply show that they know full well that they're being used. The way the Gileads treat Jephthah is an acted out parable of the way that Israel had approached God. And a similar pattern is seen in the case of our Lord and the Israel of his day. Remember what Peter tells his listeners on the day of Pentecost, "You, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross." And he calls on them to repent and to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. Israel is called to seek salvation from the very one they'd rejected. We too must seek our salvation from the one who was despised and rejected of men, who came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Jesus comes to us and calls us to come to the one rejected that we might receive acceptance before the Father. I'm going to begin reading in verse 17 of the 10th chapter. I think I read that last time, or 2 weeks ago, introduces us to the short text this morning. Hear now the word of the Lord. "Then the Ammonites were called to arms, and they encamped in Gilead. And the people of Israel came together, and they encamped at Mizpah. And the people, the leaders of Gilead, said to one another, 'Who is the man who will begin to fight against the Ammonites? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead.' Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty warrior, but he was the son of a prostitute. Gilead was the father of Jephthah, and Gilead's wife also bore him sons. And when his wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, 'You shall not have an inheritance in our father's house, for you are the son of another woman.' Then Jephthah fled from his brothers and lived in the land of Tob. And worthless fellows collected around Jephthah and went out with him. After a time, the Ammonites made war against Israel. And when the Ammonites made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to bring Jephthah from the land of Tob. And they said to Jephthah, 'Come and be our leader, that we may fight against the Ammonites.' But Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, 'Did you not hate me and drive me out of my father's house? Why have you come to me now when you are in distress And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "That is why we have turned to you now, that you may go with us and fight against the Ammonites and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." Jephthah said to them, the elders of Gilead, "If you bring me home again to fight against the Ammonites, and the Lord gives them over to me, I will be your head." And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "The Lord will be witness between us if we do not do as you say." So Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and leader over them. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord at Mizpah. Someone who's seeking not his own, but God's will, as we'll see later as we finish that chapter about Jephthah.